The theme to our segment, Race Tracks Everywhere, catching up with race clubs across the nation to chat about their meeting, their race club, their township. And again, a race club that didn't race last year due to the pandemic, with Picnic Racing and many venues not racing. It's been 2 years since the Burren Darwin Race Club in Queensland raced. It's been 2 years since we spoke to our next guest. Scott is his real name, Scott Henshin, I believe, but he goes by the name of Hook. Hook, how are you?
G'day, mate. Yeah, good. Really good. Good to talk to you. It's been 2 years, too long.
2 years. I often ask the race clubs how their last meeting went. Do you remember how that meeting went 2 years ago for you?
Yeah, of course we did. Yeah, look, it was lead up. That was our 97th one. We're leading up into our 100th one next year, which is a major, major big event. Unfortunately, last year we didn't have one because of COVID. This year we've got it. It's on. It's on. We've got a big program plan. We were initially governed by a few COVID rules. Well, since restrictions have been lifted a little bit, we're now allowing camping. Now, for your listeners, just to give them a brief overview, the Burren Down races have been going 100 years. That's next year. It's situated 60 kilometres from our closest major town, which is Kingaroy. It's just a racetrack out in the bush. We've got marvellous facilities, a marvellous committee, and even more marvellous patrons that come each year.
So it's interesting you said there about the camping, and I'm looking at the Facebook now. You got a bit of a concert afterwards and so on. I think you got a big barbecue and that. But one aspect of a few of the clubs I've spoken to you in the last 6 months, some of them were able to race, but sadly they couldn't do everything they normally do around their meeting. But you sound as though you got a pretty normal rendition of what you would do at Burren Darwin.
Well, we have. And look, you know, we've sort of plucked this out of thin air in the last couple of weeks because we were initially told we couldn't have camping in the fact that if we wanted camping, it was a major task for our volunteers to take on and do. The people that have been coming for years understand how, and we have a race meet once a year. It's an annual race meet. It's supported by some 2,500-3,000 people that come out to the bush. And being able to have camping, we've advertised that now there's overnight camping. Unfortunately, we can't have caravans, but we're not allowing caravans just this year, but yeah, we have. We've got a big program. We've got the races on. We have got some great nominations. We don't know the final figures yet, but if we get enough nominations, hopefully we might. It's usually a 5-race card. We could have 6 races on Saturday afternoon, which would be sensational. We go into the night with our local high school band that plays on the end of the hall, and then we have a band that plays music to the delight of the crowd that parties on till late into the night. Of course, the bar is a great atmosphere, and we have barbecue pits in the centre of the grounds that accommodate the people that want to go over and have a pit-fired steak on the barbecue.
Sounds fantastic. So looking at the images on Facebook and the websites over the years, you are a turf grass track that does vary from year to year in terms of how much coverage. How is the track?
Track's looking good. We just had, fortunately, we water it. We water it. We have a watering facility that's probably unique into what we do out in the bush, but we've been watering it. We have a couple of guys that look after that. They are actually horse trainers themselves and local boys that know just what the track needs to be. We have a reasonably good grass cover on it. It's a soft sand. It's not soft sand, but it's a very loamy track that's when it's got moisture in it. And even the trainers, the owners and the jockeys have said that it's one of the better tracks to race on when it's got the right moisture in it. We've just had a shower of rain only yesterday and the night before. It's looking fantastic.
So Burren Darwin itself, is that actually a township with a population? There is a homestead. Is that, just tell me about the people that live there.
It's just a district. Out in the country, we have, you're usually designated by districts, and how they came about was years and years ago. And of course, Chipinga is the district where Burren Down is. There's a Burren Down homestead, which is a lot of history there, which is a property, only probably some 5 kilometres or 6 kilometres down the track from the racetrack. We have several other functions at our facility. We have a camp draft in February. We have a cutting event with horses there, probably around the July, August mark, and the races, of course, are now in May. Along with other social events there, we have a New Year's Eve. Try to have a New Year's Eve bit of a hit out there, and that can vary from year to year. Wonderful facility. It's a racetrack in the middle of the bush with a great hall. We have a bar. We have the jockeys' rooms and wonderful toilets and showers. We have a pretty original old bar and a luncheon booth there, but everything's there on the day.
And we're chatting to our good friend Hook. Well, we call him a good friend. We chat to him every 2 years if they're racing, hopefully every year to come. But I noticed one thing that I think is a fantastic way of bringing people back to reality, unless they've got a special satellite phone, but you don't have any phone reception, do you, at your track? There's no ATMs. So if people come for the races and they stay for the barbecue and a bit of a dance and a party, who needs social media?
Well, look, it's old school. I mean, it's old school. I mean, the young ones come out there to experience a little bit of old school, and the old ones come out to experience the young ones' patronage. So it's a great mix of people. We have great to talk to you from down in that part of the world, because we have a gentleman that comes from down there and has been coming for the past 26 or 7 years from down that neck of the woods. He actually brought his son up for his 21st, I think it was, some 2 or 3 years ago. And now his son's dragging his mates along as well. And they have a contingent of some 20 to 25 people come up from down there, and friends around within New South Wales and Queensland, of course, have come. But unfortunately, last year we weren't able to run. So this year we're looking for a great crowd. And hopefully next year, with our 100th centenary and celebrations, we really look forward to that.
Well, so much of the vibe is coming through in your discussion. I look at the flyer and the Facebook and see the all the things planned, and I've got a feeling it's going to be a great success for Burren Down, about an hour from Kingaroy in country Queensland, on their track for their once-a-year meeting. Haven't raced in 2 years. But Hook, I must say, I've spoken to a few race clubs in previous weeks. Tomingley in New South Wales, they didn't race last year. This weekend there's a meeting in New South Wales and picnics at Quambone. Some of the race clubs are a little bit unsure that, you know, when a crowd hasn't been with you for a couple of years, do you have to win them back? Do you have to remind them about how good it is to be at the races? Or is yours a loyal crowd that are going to be coming back?
Oh, look, that's been a tough thing, because we hadn't advertised and we weren't going to have camping some weeks ago. And we got a little bit of flack about that. But again, you know, those rules and regulations weren't made by us. We were just trying to comply with COVID and the safety and the health of everybody that came to our race meet, and to have Queensland Racing support us in that, you know, they were happy to have us have camping. Look, the people, there's an old saying, build it and they will come.
What about jockeys? Will they come? Because some of the picnics always rely on having enough riders, and sometimes, sadly, horses can't run because there's no one to ride them. Have you got a good balance from what you expect in horse numbers and jockeys?
They look, across the board, they will come. The horses will come, the trainers will come, the owners will come, the patrons will come. Everyone will come and be there because they want to get out. People want to get out. People want to go and experience and have some good times. We've been restricted for some 12 months now, and with the restrictions starting to lift, people want to come out. So I encourage people to, if they hear this, and thanks to you, spread the word, whether it be friends in other states or up here in Queensland, by all means, get on social media and have a look. We've got some wonderful, wonderful things on social media. I've actually just walked in from a working bee out there today. Of course, there's a lot of work goes into it from the locals, and it's all volunteers. It's looking fantastic. There's some great pictures. I actually put some pictures up on my Facebook page tonight, and you know, for me to do that, that's a pretty special thing. So it is. It's looking great. People don't know. I encourage them to get on online or on Facebook or on social media and find out a bit about it, and listen to the updates. And yeah, we will have a great crowd, a great day. The weather's looking fantastic. It's predicted to be between 9 and 26, 27 degrees. There won't be any wind. There won't be any rain. That will be an absolute beautiful, crisp day. We have Fashions of the Field, which is very well supported. And of course, there's some beauties both in the males and the ladies turn up for that. So it's an absolute eye-opener.
And just finally, some magnificent photos of your racetrack, and I'm not sure if it's just one part of the course, but it almost looks as though, in some cases, the field, as they enter the straight, are actually riding under the branches of the trees. Are the trees and foliage that close to the track? Because it's quite impressive.
It's out in the country. They have We have a running track of some 1,700, 1,800 odd metres, and there's some magnificent big gum trees that are probably some hundreds of years old, and the trees are scattered through the campground. It's original country. And yes, they do. They run, as they come down the straight, they run under some 100, 200 year old beautiful big box trees along the finishing straight. So there's some atmosphere there, that's for sure.
Yeah, beautiful photos. Have a look at that on the website. Just before you go, what type of dog you got there? Wouldn't be a person on the land without a dog or two.
Which is what we do out in the country. We've got dogs, and I apologise, I have a...
No, that's... What's he barking at? Is there someone coming to your property, are they?
Someone's come in to visit me to probably see whether we've got cold rooms and plenty of ice and plenty of beverages for the weekend.
All right, terrific. Hey, thanks for joining us, Hook. Have a great meeting.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Hook and his dog as Burren Dowan return to racing in country Queensland. Near Kingaroy. Haven't raced in 2 years. Good luck to them.